doesn't see me anymore.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. See ya.
in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at spackbrothers.com. Hey, my name is Paul. I host a little show called Viva La Mock right here on WRCT, which you can hear on Friday nights. However, right now, for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you the music of Buffalo Tom.
Could my eyes
from their fourth album, Big Red Letter Day. That's Soda Jerk from Buffalo Tom. Now, to give you some background, Buffalo Tom formed in the second half of the 1980s at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst by three friends, Bill Janovitz, Chris Colburn, and Tom McGinnis. Now, all three were actually guitar players, so in order to actually start the band, Colburn switched to bass and McGinnis went to drums. From their third album, Let Me Come Over, here's Taillights Fade.
Sister, can you hear me now? Ringing in your ears. I'm down on the ground, and my love's been dry for years. I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. In her world, the story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine, and although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Rachel, tell me, is not very sure her. A little girl inside her uniform. But aren't you really just a penny whore? Rachel, tell me what I'm waiting for. Crazy. but aren't you really just a penny whore? Rachel, tell me what I'm waiting for. If you gotta think about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta talk about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it. Without you, it's over at 8. Not a lot of talking at you to fill the space. So if you wanna think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it, fight about it, sing about it, talk about it. Pretty face that makes my life so hard to take. It's not your pretty skin, 'cause it's too thin. If I gotta think about it, she's not my thing.
She's Not Your Thing from Buffalo Tom's 2011 album, Skins. Now, before that, you heard Rachel from the 1998 album, Smitten, and the entire set started off with Taillights Fade from their 1992 album, Let Me Come Over. Now, the origin of the band's name, Buffalo Tom, came from a friend of theirs who came up with the name Buffalo Bill. Now, he was playing slightly off of the band Buffalo Springfield, but the fact that Bill Janovitz was doing most of the vocal duties, they thought that'd be funny. But then the band took it one step further and said, wouldn't it be funnier if we called it Buffalo Tom, referencing the shyest member of the band, drummer Tom McGinnis. And I guess from there you can say the rest is history.
Do these pieces get far away? Trying not to lose our faith. We built a house down by the we'll be right back.
Sunflower Soup by Buffalo Tom, taken from their 1989 self-titled debut album. Before that, it was the title track from their 1990 Bird Brain album. And speaking of title tracks, we started the entire set with the title track from their Three Easy Pieces album, which came out in 2007. Now, we have time for one more song, and since you just heard something from their 1989 debut, why not fast forward to 2018 and end the set with something from their ninth studio album, Quiet in Peace. From that album, here's All Be Gone. Thanks for listening.
Was it time of coming and going? A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.
That was a 30-minute set of the music of Buffalo Tom right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big, no collection too small. Contact them today at 412-821-8484.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
I'm Mando Richard, and this block of music features Peter Schickele. Peter Schickele is a composer and a bassoonist, a classical bassoonist, and a comedian. We're going to cover a lot of the different aspects of his work. What you heard to open up the block was Joan Baez singing Rejoice in the Sun, a song that Peter Schickele wrote for the Silent Running soundtrack. Do you remember that movie with Bruce Dern from back in 1972? Well, Peter Schickele did the soundtrack. That was one of the songs he put on there, Joan Baez singing Rejoice in the Sun. Coming up next, here's something from Peter Schickele's classical side. This is from a chamber work he composed called A Year in the Catskills, and it's the fifth movement finale entitled Fast Driving, as performed for you by the Blair Woodwind Quintet.
Thank you. and Peter Schickley's Fast Driving from his A Year in the Catskills, performed by the Blair Woodwind Quintet. You can hear that even in his serious works, some humor sneaks in. And that is certainly true in this next piece. This is something he wrote called The Last Tango in Bayreuth. And it is here performed for you by the Bassoon Brothers and Carlton Jackson. That was Peter Schickley's Last Tango in Bayreuth, performed there by the Bassoon Brothers and Carlton Jackson from their 1999 record Wanted, the Bassoon Brothers. Okay, it's time to get on to the comic material that Peter Schickley is famous for. When he was a student at Juilliard, he started a series of concerts about an alleged son of J.S. Bach, P.D.Q. Bach, and even after he graduated from Juilliard, he was invited back year after year to do another concert of these parody pieces. So finally, it became, I think, his primary business. We're going to sample some of the music that Peter Schickele wrote for his Peter Bach extravaganzas. First up, here's the OK Chorale from the Toot Suite for Calliope Four Hands. PDQ Bach, the OK Chorale from the Toot Suite for Calliope Four Hands with Peter Schickele and David Wee. PDQ Bach also allegedly composed a variety of different vocal works. You're going to hear three selections. The first two are from The Art of the Ground Round. Please, Kind Sir and Jane, My Jane. And then the next one, the third one, will be an aria from Schickele's creation, Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice. Yes, a PDQ Bach opera, an aria called There's Something About a Monk. Enjoy.
Please, kind sir, that portrait I see, if that's your daughter, present her to me. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships. Very well, it can be arranged, if you please. Sit you down, make yourself at home, while she's up dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy. She's up dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy, 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 jiffy. Please, kind sir, that portrait I see, if that's your daughter, present her to me. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships. Very well, it can be arranged, or if you please, sit you down, make yourself a present while she needs. Look up,
her dress face going down into the thousands of chips. Look up her dress face going down into the thousands of chips. Thousand chips, thousand chips, thousand chips. Very well. It can be a right portrait if you please. If you down, make yourself at home and while she look up her dress face going down to thousand chips. Look up her dress face going down to thousand chips. Thousand chips, thousand chips, thousand chips. Very well.
To you with, my dear. My, what big knees you have!
All the better to pray for you with, my dear.
My, what big...
Well, now you just watch yourself, kid.
Oh, what big hands you have!
All the better to touch you with, my dear.
I hope you enjoyed those three vocal selections from the PDQ Bach catalog. The first two were from the alleged PDQ Bach work, The Art of the Ground Round, Please Kind Sir, and Jane My Jane. And the last was an aria, There's Something About a Monk, from the PDQ Bach opera, Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice. Yes, Peter Schickele has quite the fertile mind. In this comic persona as the creator of PDQ Bach, Schickele claimed to be Professor Peter Schickele from the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople. And one of the grandest creations from the 1960s was an LP in which he did a whole series of radio works, allegedly on WOOF, Hoople, North Dakota. This next offering is perhaps Peter Schickele's grand opus under PQ Bach. After you've heard this, you'll never listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony the same way ever again. We'll let Peter Schickele himself introduce it. Thanks for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh.
And now it's time for New Horizons in Music Appreciation. Different approaches to the problem of popularizing the 19th century classics. Now, unlike the Baroque masterworks, 19th century pieces such as the Beethoven symphonies are usually so long and melodramatic that the average listener has to be informed through the use of program notes as to what's going on in order to prevent him from falling into a confused slumber. The only trouble is that they always turn the lights down in concert halls, so you can't read the notes while the piece is being played. So, here is a new solution to a perennial problem.
Good evening, music fans. Here we are at Philharmonic Hall in New York Mills, Minnesota. It's a beautiful night for a concert. There's not a cloud in the ceiling. And there's quite a crowd out here. About how many do you think there are, Bob?
Oh, I don't know, Pete.
Well, neither do I, but it's quite a crowd. And I think they're looking forward to hearing the New York Mills Philharmonic playing against the Danish conductor, Heilige Dankesang. And here he comes now, ascending the podium. And the players are all lined up and ready to begin the first inning of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in C minor. And they're off with a four-note theme. This is very exciting. The beginning of a symphony is always very exciting, folks. I don't know whether it's slow or fast yet because it keeps stopping. It doesn't seem to be able to get off the ground yet. And it looks like, yes, it looks like we're coming up to a cadence here, folks. The violins didn't cut off there. A little trouble with the violins. They weren't watching. And there's that four-note theme again, folks. And another stop. Just can't seem to get this piece off the ground. Now it seems to be rolling a little bit. Seems to be building up. Tell me, Bob, do you think you'd call that four-note idea a theme or a motif?
Well, Pete, the technical term would be motif, which he uses to build a theme.
I see. Thanks for setting me straight about that, Bob. Well, we're heading into the second theme section here, and we can expect a little modulation down there. Wow, did you hear that, Bob? Somebody down there in the horn section really flubbed that note. That was one of the worst fumbles I think I've ever witnessed in all my days. I think it was number one, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes, it was, Pete. That was Bobby Corno in the first chair, and that's the third major flub he's made this season, giving him a solo average for the season of approximately .247355, which is pretty darn low for a first chair man.
You think there's some chance he might be sold to another orchestra?
Well, it's hard to say, Pete. Corno's very good in the long solos, things like the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto. So I think if he pulls himself together a bit, they'll probably keep him around, although I suppose he might...
Well, I think it's development time down there now, Bob. Let's see what's going to happen. The horns are starting it off. They seem to be in pretty good shape now, and I get the feeling that we're probably going to be hearing a lot of that four-note motif, don't you, Bob?
Yes, I do, Pete.
So do I, Bob. Well, they obviously are stuck with that four-note motif, and they're going to be fooling around with it for quite a while. You notice it's pretty hot in here, Bob?
Yes, I do, Pete.
Yeah, I think the air conditioning has gone off, which is one of the things. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's something going on down there on the stage, folks. There's something happening down there. It's really building up tension. The crowd is getting very excited. The brasses have come in, and the timpani, and everybody, and it's extremely exciting. I think we're building up to a fugue. No, the basses are not picking up the theme, folks. It is not a fugue. The violins tried to make it one, but the basses are not following up. No, instead of a fugue, folks, he seems to be taking the theme and breaking it up into little pieces. Just two notes left of that theme now being thrown around from player to player. And it's getting softer and softer down there, folks. I think they're losing steam. They seem to be running out of steam. And it's just getting a little bit lethargic down there, if you want to know the truth. It's gotten down to one note now. And things are... Wait a minute! The brasses have come in and tried to pep things up. A welcome relief. But I'm afraid to no avail. Things are still pretty soporific. Wait a minute. Here they come again. They're really determined. It sounds very familiar. And I think we've reached the recap, Bob, don't you?
There's no doubt about it, Pete. Your average Beethoven symphony usually has a recap right after the second quarter, and this one is falling right into line.
Well, let's see if those violins can cut off with the rest of the orchestra and the cadence is coming up. Wait a minute. This time it's the oboe holding the note too long. Wait, he's playing a cadenza. He must be out of his mind. He thinks it's an oboe concerto. The conductor's standing down there. He doesn't know what to do. Have you ever heard anything like that, Bob?
I certainly haven't, Pete. I think it was a disgraceful display of lack of teamsmanship. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Highwood's name wasn't on the roster next season, although I must say that the fans really seem to go for these outbursts of temperament.
Well, I always say, Bob, professional music teams wouldn't exist without the spectators. Anyway, we're into the home stretch here with the second theme coming up, and we should be in C minor right up to the double bar. Wait a minute. That's really something, Bob. The piece is billed as being in C minor, and yet it looks like it's going to end in C major.
It's really something, Pete.
Well, I think it's something that the Composers Commission ought to look into, and I suspect that they will as soon as this gets out. But it looks like it's going to be an ending anyway. Things are building up a little there. The violins have really gotten a hold of things. They're really beginning to roll, and now he's adding all the woodwinds there. He's thrown in all his brass and the timpani, and it's tutti all the way, folks. He's got a great piece on his hands here, and he looks like he's really coming into the home stretch. Well, I guess that about wraps it up, hey, Bob?
Yeah, Pete, it's been a good piece.
I think he can really have something to be proud of himself here. Wait a minute! The brasses are taking the theme! They're not letting it stop! They're taking the theme and running ahead! Bob, this piece is definitely going to go into overtime. I can see that. The crowd is going wild. They're standing up on their feet. They're jumping. They're stomping. They're yelling. And let me tell you that down on that stage, the players are doing a bit of running around themselves. Nobody, but nobody knows where the theme is. The audience, nor the players, nobody knows where that theme is. Everybody is running around. And believe me, it's very exciting. This is the kind of thing that only happens once in 10 years, folks. They've got a new theme going on down there. I can't believe it. Bob, do you know where this new theme comes from?
Well, Pete, it probably comes from, No, I don't, Pete.
Well, they're tossing it around now. The woodwinds have it, and then the strings have it. Nobody seems to be able to keep his hands on that theme. It's getting tossed around from player to player, from section to section. And believe me, folks, the audience is just as confused as the players is about who is going to have that theme finally. Wait a minute. The strings have got a hold of it. The strings have got a hold of that theme, and they are not going to let go. What's this? I can't believe my ears. It sounds as if it's another recap. It sounds as if he's going right back to the beginning. If this is true, it's the first time it's happened in 10 years of concert casting. Wait a minute. Those sound like final chords, though. This may be... That may be it, folks. I'm looking down at the referee. Yes, that is it. That is the end of the piece. The players are taking off their helmets, and the conductor has turned around and is acknowledging the cheers of the crowd. Well, it was quite a symphony, wasn't it, Bob?
It was quite a symphony, Pete, and I think the fans feel that they got their money for it. So do I, Bob.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.